The plan will work a lot like refinancing a home mortgage, only on a much larger scale. It will let the state refinance $560 million in debt at lower interest rates that will save the state an estimated $19 million. That's $8 million more than the governor's office pinpointed last week. Republican Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz says the windfall will go toward a deficit expected at more than $1.5 billion.
I think it's no secret in this state that we need to do some heavy lifting, some hard work to get this state's finances back in order. Today we took a small step.
The state will reap most of the savings over the next couple years. GOP lawmakers backed off on tying the plan to a proposal for tax-exempt health savings accounts in Wisconsin. Republican leaders say they'll push that plan in the near future. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.